knowing that we are surrounded by angels and good, the opposite also has to be true. And I know that it is true. I have had, Michaela can attest to this, even since being married, multiple encounters with evil or demons.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Brent and Michaela here. And if you remember, there was a couple weeks ago, we had mentioned about a particular story. And a few months ago, we had mentioned on our Instagram that we would be telling a story as soon as we got to 5,000 followers. I had said that we had to get to 5,000 on Instagram. But Michaela made me change my mind.
I did not.
And she said, well, since we're at over 5,000 on our, all of our platforms combined, which is like big time, like 5,000 followers. That's incredible. We are like almost famous. So,
Gosh, whatever.
And I said, no, I said, this story will probably help us get there. So we'll probably be at a million. Except on Instagram, I'm going to have to break this up into multiple parts to get it on there because it has to be under 3 minutes. So,
I mean, if this goes viral, then it's worth it. If it doesn't, it was not worth it to me. So
this is definitely a supernatural experience.
Whatever.
Okay, you ready?
No, I'm not.
Should we get going?
Whatever. You owe me big time, buddy.
Okay. And if you know Michaela, if you have known her for a long time, this will be funnier, but we'll kind of wrap it up at the end. We can't tell you certain things about Michaela just yet because it'll kind of tip off the punchline of all of this. I have had multiple different experiences in my life where I can sense the presence of evil. I have always been able to distinguish good versus evil. And knowing that we are surrounded by angels and good, the opposite also has to be true. And I know that it is true. I have had, Michaela can attest to this, even since being married, multiple encounters with evil or demons. I won't get into too much detail with that, but there are just certain circumstances where I can feel the presence of evil. And this particular story happened 5 years ago because Reese was an infant. Reese was only a few months old.
Well, and not to mention, you have had sleep paralysis as well, which is very scary if you know anything about that. And a lot of the things that have happened to you, I mean, the encounters have happened at night. And yeah.
About 5.5 years ago, we went camping with my family. And that's something that we've always loved to do. I love getting out camping. And Reese was a newborn, so we didn't know what it was going to look like with her. But my parents luckily had a trailer. And one of my brothers and I went and took up the trailer early. It was on a 3-day weekend, so we knew that it was going to be busy and hard to find a spot. And we don't like going where there's a ton of people. We like being kind of isolated and alone, so we don't necessarily need a place with hookups and stuff. And so that's what we did. We were just going up this canyon, found a spot. We went up there early, and then we went back down into cell phone service and told everybody where we were. And so we were up there multiple hours before everybody else was getting there, and we got everything situated and stuff. And my brother and I were just kind of tired, and we're sitting there just having to wait for everybody. So we're like, let's just go take a nap. So we go in, we take a little nap, and the whole time I just felt off. I just felt like there was something around, and we fell asleep, and it was just one of those sleeps where I was half conscious, half not. And I just knew what was going on. It just wasn't a great feeling. So we woke up, the girls got there and stuff, and I just felt kind of off. And, you know, everything's great. We're all good. We eat dinner, we start playing games, and we eventually go to bed. We were all able to sleep in the trailer. There's about 10 of us probably. So the bed that Michaela and I were on was, I was on the inside and Michaela was on the window, and Reese was next to me. She was 4 or 5 months old. And so she, you know, had bottle feedings and stuff. And because we didn't have hookups, whenever she woke up, we had to go out and start the generator to be able to heat up her milk. Luckily, she was a really good sleeper and she slept almost the entire time. But about 5 o'clock, she wakes up and I wake up, go start the generator. She's screaming, crying, and I get her fed. And this whole time, I just kind of felt not great. And, you know, I pray and stuff, and it usually kind of helps take care of things. But I get Reese fed and quieted down. Somehow, nobody else other than Michaela and I woke up. I got Reese fed, got her back down, and we're going to sleep again. And, you know, still, I'm just feeling kind of off and kind of not normal. I'm half asleep, half awake, and out of nowhere, plain as day, I hear somebody say my name, Brent. And I sit up in the camper, and I'm looking around, and nobody else is awake. I'm like, I try waking up my brother. I say, Tyler, did you just say my name? Did you hear my name? And I ask Michaela, and she's kind of half asleep, half awake. I said, babe, did you hear that? She goes, yeah, I think I heard something. And I was like, that is weird. That was plain as day. Somebody yelled my name. And even though I've had multiple experiences, there's been very few times where I've actually heard vocalizations, especially my name. But so I was freaking out. But nobody else really heard anything. And so I'm just thinking, okay, maybe it was just in my head, but I knew that it wasn't. I knew that I heard my name, Brent. So we wake up. I didn't go back to sleep, but everybody, you know, we wake up, normal day camping. We're doing all this stuff. And again, a little bit later that night, we're in the camper playing games, card games, and we were playing a game where there was words on a card and you're trying to get people from your team to say the name. I don't remember the name of the game. Do you?
I don't remember either. I can't remember.
So we're playing this game and it was the guys against the girls. So it was me, my brother, and my dad against Michaela and my sister-in-law and my mom. And we are just playing and Michaela gets this card, this word on this card, and it says confession. And she looks at it and she just starts laughing, like, to herself. And nobody else saw the word. And nobody knew what the word was at this point. And she looks over at me. She says, "I have to tell you something." And I was like, "What?" And so then
I tried getting out of it. I said, I'll tell you later. And he's like, "No, you have to tell me right now."
Yeah, I was like, you can't bring that up and then not tell me. Like, you just said that you had something to tell me, so tell me. And Michaela likes to hide things from me all the time anyway.
Oh, please. Don't say that.
Just kidding. But
scratch that out.
She has this card and she goes to tell me. She's like, "No, I can't. I can't. Never mind. I just can't." I'm like, "Babe, we're not playing anymore until you tell me." And so she goes, "Okay." She said, "Do you remember last night when you heard your name?" And I said, "Yes." And she just starts laughing again. And I was like, what is wrong with you? And she goes, "Well, my stomach was hurting so bad." And she's like, "And I thought it was going to be quiet, but I just let it out and I thought everybody was asleep and it wasn't quiet. And you shot up out of bed." So when I heard my name, it was Michaela. She ripped one and apparently it sounded exactly like my name, Brent. And somehow she didn't lose it in that moment. She just played it off like, "Oh yeah, I think I heard something too." And okay, this is where it all comes together. If you guys, if you know Michaela, we have been together / married for 24 years. Yeah. Like, okay, I have known Michaela very well and have been in love with Michaela for 24 years. Up to that point in our married / dating lives, I had heard her let one go 4 times. That was the 5th time. Okay. Because she just can't, and most of them have been in her sleep. There's been a couple where she has stomach issues and her tummy hurts a lot sometimes, but it's because she never lets them out. So it's
like seriously impossible for me to get it out, you guys. Like, it's not even funny. I think I have some kind of issue. Like, I try to, even with like my best friends, I can't. Okay. So there's some kind of issue.
She needs therapy.
Probably. It's probably why I do have such bad gut issues. But holding that in that whole time, you guys, you got to watch this replay on YouTube if you are just listening, because that whole time that he was sharing that, I was trying my hardest to not laugh. Okay. So
You did laugh a lot. I'm going to have to cut out all of that laughing. Well, yeah, I'll show the bloopers. But yeah, so
you're welcome. I hope that it made you guys laugh, and I hope that you guys share this and it will go viral, because that is the most embarrassing thing that has ever been said. And I still get all the family members who, when they see me, all of Brent's brothers or our best friends, "Brent, how you doing, Brent?"
Yeah, embarrassing for you. At least your name doesn't sound like a fart.
Whatever.
Talk about embarrassing.
Whatever.
Yeah, every time somebody says my name, that's what I think of. But yeah, so was there evil around that day and that night? I don't know, but there certainly was.
Yeah, something evil was in my stomach. Oh my gosh.
So that's the story. I hope it made you laugh. You know, we don't always have to talk about difficult things on our show. We can hopefully make you laugh every now and then.
Hey, I can cry while I'm laughing. So there you go.
We also have a word for that. It's called crafting. crying and laughing at the same time.
I think they got it.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yep. We love y'all. Thank you for being here. And please continue to share. And yeah, let's get to as many ears as possible.
Yes.
Yes. Ratings and reviews help a lot. So we love y'all. We're so thankful for you and for the support. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.